Hello, everybody. Today we are going to be testing out and reviewing the breathless air pulse suction and vibrator combo thing by Satisfyer and AdamandEve.com. Now, I've been on the market for a clitoral suction toy for a really long time. I think they're really, really neat. I do technically have one, but it is attached to a dildo that is a bit bigger than what I can take comfortably, so that requires a lot of build up for me, and this is just a straight up clitoral suction toy with a vibrator. Right off the bat, I hate the color. It is a pastel baby pink. I don't like pink. I think it's a very dumb color for these kinds of things, but it seems to be the default. So we're gonna move on from that. It also has a magnetic charging port, which is interesting. I'm assuming that has to do with it being like splash proof, waterproof, whatever, to try and make it easier to clean, because the entire thing is a matte silicone with a ring of pink chrome around the middle of it. It's so pink. I hate pink. Why does it have to be pink? But it happens. This was median price. I got this for about $40. There are some which are analog for about 10 to 15, then there are some that are like die cast metal lithium battery for like $200 or more, which is absolutely ridiculous, I think. But we're gonna see what this does. I have yet to turn it on. I spent all day charging it. Really excited to try it. I really like my clitoral suction toy on my other one. Like I said, it's just attached to a dildo that's too damn big for me. But woke up this morning really excited. Gave myself a few baseline orgasms with my go-to vibrator, which is it's called a Tremble Kiss. I can't remember the brand, but it's this really, really pretty blue kind of leaf-shaped vibrator, and it's really, really nice. I really, really love it. But with a lot of vibrators, I tend to get that really achy overstimulation, desensitization feeling, like all of my bits are falling asleep, and I'm wondering if this will help get rid of that. So we're going to turn it on. Oh, interesting. It's very quiet. I'm not sure how well this is going to work for me. The opening for the clit is fairly large and deep, and I really don't have that big of a clit, so we'll see. I'm just kind of cycling through all of the clitoral suction modes. There aren't that many, but I have yet to turn the vibrator on, so let's take a look at that. Oh, that adds quite a bit to it. And it has modes. It has very interesting modes. Another thing that I think I'm going to have trouble with for this is possibly where the buttons are located. Like, they seem to be on the wrong side of the toy, but we're going to give it a go. So, let's take off the underwear. Now, it says to use it with, like, a dollop of lube, so I'm going to do that. Just put a little tiny bit on the bits. Ooh, cold. It's very chilly here. Not sure how I feel about being naked in this weather. It's brisk. But all right, let's see what's happening. Yeah, not feeling too much this first few cycles. Hmm. I honestly don't know if this is gonna work for me, guys. That makes me very upset. I had high hopes for this. I'm sure if I turn on the vibrations, it'll do something, but I was more hoping for, clit suction. I know you kind of have to get a tight seal on these things, and I think the opening's just too big for me. And I can't really feel any kind of difference with the cycling of the pressure and stuff. Just not really anything happening. That's really disappointing to me. I was really excited to try this. Okay, maybe we're starting to get something now. There we go. Okay. I think I finally cycled it into something that's starting to feel good. So, the beginning cycles of the suction were gradual enough that you couldn't really tell. But once you get up there, it's. Yep. Okay. I take it back. This is nice. They say that these things can make you come really, really fast, and I'm starting to believe it. I take all of the bad stuff I said back. That's nice. I like that a lot. All right, we're gonna give it a quick second to come back down, and then we're gonna try with the vibrator function. I really want to see how hard this thing can make me come. Starting back down at the really soft, delicate one. That feels really, really nice post-orgasm. Right, just gonna gradually get a little bit stronger. It's a bit frustrating when you move just the wrong way and you lose suction. But it's an easy enough fix that it's not really too much of a bother. All right. I'm gonna turn on the vibrator now. The starter vibration is fairly strong for its size, and it gets stronger from there. The wrong button. Oh, God. Vibrations almost distract from the suction, like too much going on, so it almost feels like nothing. It gets a bit loud when you lose suction. So attempting to keep it placed perfectly when you are shaking with overstimulation, is a bit difficult. It feels really good. Unfortunately, I think I may have numbed myself a bit to the sensation early on by not giving myself a long enough breather on the suction, but Fuck, I'm so wound up that I'm not leaving this without at least one more orgasm, so I'm going to pull out my trusty tremble kiss, and we are gonna go right back to town on this. Drink of water. All right. That was delightful. All right. So, this breathless. It's good for one, maybe two orgasms, or bring it out after you've had a few for some nice gentle stimulation to try and get you towards those next few if you want them. It is a bit of a struggle to use. You have to keep everything placed absolutely perfectly, and as you could probably hear, the vibrations of this compared to my tremble kiss are so astronomically different for some things of similar size. But the suction is really nice. It feels very wonderful. It's kind of annoying when it slips off, but yeah, I like those. It's quicker, but it's a more gentle orgasm. It doesn't buzz you out if you don't want it to. Vibration is optional, suction is optional. I like it. I do kind of feel like I got my money's worth, maybe not as much as I would have if it was a different color or the clitoral suction area was a bit shallower and a bit narrower, so it could actually suit my body type. But yeah, I like it. It's gonna pair well with my kiss. I like having little handheld travel sizes, but like I said, this is the breathless by Satisfyer and AdamandEve.com. And the other one is the Tremble Kiss. I can't remember what brand it's from, but it's blue, it's leaf shaped, it's wonderful and amazing. And you got two toy reviews in ones. Aren't you so lucky? Two toy reviews, two orgasms, double the pleasure, double the fun. I will see you all in the next one, and by see, I mean talk at you and have you listen to me, and it's gonna be wonderful. All right. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful time zone. I'm gonna go knock out a few more orgasms. Bye.